Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, January 5th, 2015, and I am at CES, the International Consumer Electronics Show, with Dave Hamilton. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Awesome that you're here. And Brian Chaffin.
Hey, Jeff. It's good to be here.
It's great that you're here. And Brian, you're looking especially dapper today.
I am. And you actually know that this time.
I do, because we are all sitting in the same room. This is the first time we've actually recorded a show where we are all together.
It's true.
At the same time.
And we're all wearing pants.
Yes, which we don't need to because it's not a video show.
That's a first.
That's a first, too. Yeah. So, CES, Consumer Electronics Show, starts this week. It's in Las Vegas. We are here now, and the first event for the show was CES Unveiled. That happened last night, so that would have been Sunday night, and the three of us were there, and it was pretty packed, and we got to see a bunch of interesting things. So I figured we could talk about what we saw at the show and what we think we're actually going to like this week.
Yeah, Unveiled. So there are these three events that happen pre-show. Outside of the show floor, I should say. Two that happen pre-show, one that happens the first day of the show. So there was last night, tonight, and tomorrow night. Last night was Unveiled. They are events where there's last night there was 75 vendors there, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and everybody has the same size booth. Which makes it really easy, and you can kind of move through. But there's tons of people. I think they said there were 1,100 press in that room last night.
Based on how tightly everything was packed and some of the smells I was picking up, I will believe that.
Yeah. So I think we all kind of go in and look with our own bent on things. I saw the first two things that caught my eye are a couple of routers. D-Link is entering the ultra-fast Wi-Fi router market with their D-Link AC3200. It announces today. It's this big red thing with six antennas on it. It actually looks like the antennas could turn into feet. In fact, I had one person comment that maybe what it would do is it would crawl itself around the house and find the best location. It's not going to do that.
But it looks like it could.
It does look like it could.
Yeah.
And it'll do, you know, speeds up to 3,200. So that's, you know, much faster than any of us need, but that's okay. $309. So it's crazy to spend $309 on a router, and yet that's what we want to buy.
It's true. Now, you actually made multiple comments in my hearing or seeing about how they're reinvigorating that line.
No. So that's number two, is Belkin. Which is a perfect segue. No, it's good. So Belkin last year at CES announced the AC1900 version of the Linksys WRT series of routers, which is kind of what we all started with, the blue and black router with the antennas on it. And it's a design that, were it not for that router, we probably wouldn't have half the functionality in routers that we do today, because it was the first one that people could figure out that they could hack into and actually install their own firmware on. And Linksys supported this, I think, in sort of backhanded ways. But since then, lots of routers, including probably that D-Link one, can have open source firmware. And so Belkin picked up this line and has this Linksys WRT brand as part of their product line now. And last year was the $250-ish AC1900 router. This year, they're showing the $179-ish AC1200 router. So it's a 2x2 router. It's got two antennas in it instead of three, but obviously brings the cost down. Speed-wise, for most people, it probably doesn't matter. But you still get all the same great Linksys features. And you know, Linksys, or Belkin, has a great firmware in their routers to begin with, but they too work really closely with the open source community. They work with a firmware called OpenWRT. Buffalo actually works with a firmware called DDWRT, and they they're competing, and but they're all open source. And the best part is on Christmas Eve, Belkin was able to get the wireless drivers from Marvell released to the open source community for this router and for others. And that's a big deal to have more than just the people in Belkin / Linksys's lab poking at these. When you open it up to the world, that's when things really start to get better. And that's where it helps all of us, because the kind of the hive mind learning really gets us, gets us a good, increases the performance of this, because we've got more and more people using it. So two routers for me to start.
Just like Apple with the whole open source.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Dave and I are looking at each other.
Yep.
Daring the other one to laugh.
Yeah. Listen, Apple makes a great router. They make it so safe from a feature standpoint that it really kind of cripples what that thing could do. That router has all the top of the line AirPort Extreme has all the CPU and RAM and hardware in it that it would need to be a fantastic full featured, like corporate style featured router. Like these that we've been talking about are, but Apple just doesn't put that stuff into the firmware, and they don't others in.
But it is easier to use and configure and maintain.
Okay, yeah. I don't buy into that. But Buffalo and Linksys have actually made their firmware. They've got like Novice Path and then Crazy Geek Path.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, they've solved that.
Well, I want to talk about Lowe's. Did you talk to the people at Lowe's?
No.
No, I didn't get a chance to go talk to them, and I'm really sad that I didn't now.
Lowe's, believe it or not, they have apparently an innovations lab where they've got a bunch of young folks doing stuff, like trying to come up with crazy things to do. So one of the things that they were showing was – or talking about actually – was a robot that will meet you at the door. You can ask it questions, ask about products, and it will take you to those products in the store. And it speaks up to, I think, 7 different languages. They're actually adding languages. So they can actually handle a lot of different requests. You can actually show it a product and say, I'm looking for one of these. And it can recognize it. And, again, take you to the point in the store where you can buy the thing that you want. That's like, really freaking cool.
That's like having C-3PO meet you at the door. That's exactly what it's like.
It is. Actually, yeah, it's a great analogy. And then the other thing they were showing, I was personally a little bit less excited by this, but they seemed very excited. They have they're doing a VR thing currently based on Oculus Rift, but not tied. It's not actually tied to Oculus Rift, where you can reconstruct your bathroom and then actually see what it would look like with, a particular toilet or a particular sink or a particular shower or bath or whatever. And that was kind of interesting too, but I thought that the robot was cool. And it turns out that one of the early installations of that is a quarter of a mile from my house.
Oh, so, you have to go check
it
out.
Yeah, I'm going to be checking it out.
I want the video of you walking in, and it's, oh, hello, Master Brian. What do you need today? I'll have R2 go get these for you.
That was nicely done, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I even did the... Yeah, sometimes it would be great if this was video, so people could have seen the pantomime arm movements.
That would have been the first time it would be great that this is video.
Yeah, that actually would have been.
And probably the last, as Brian points out. Yeah,
that's true. So I noticed a trend. Okay, it's no secret that I have this thing for all the health and fitness tracker smart devices. So I noticed this trend that kind of picked up this year. It hasn't been a trend before, really, and it's this whole thing with, instead of giving you highly detailed pieces of information about everything you're tracking, it's kind of a holistic sort of approach where you get data that says you're improving or you're slipping or you're holding level, and Misfit did that with the Shine. Because it didn't give you numbers to go along with how far you're walking or how you're sleeping, but you could go look at that if you wanted to. They have a lower price version of the Shine that just came out. But then there's these other companies like Cardio and Zensorium that are making health and fitness tracking devices that are doing the same sort of thing, where it's more like encouraging you to continue improving as opposed to just hitting you with the numbers all the time. And in the case of Zensorium, what they're doing is, when they showed me this smartwatch that they've made, I went, oh, it's a mood watch. And they laughed. And then the guy was like, oh, yeah, it really is. Because what it does is it tracks biometric data, galvanic skin response, and temperature and heart rate. And then it gauges your mood. And so it tells you if you're getting stressed, and it tells you if you're getting angry. And so I just thought it was kind of cool that instead of focusing just on numbers, now we have companies that are focusing on the bigger picture with what they're tracking.
So, it really is a mood watch, but not in the way that we come to recall so fondly from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian. I saw something interesting at Griffin's little display. It's called the Hanger, and it is a little device that you clip onto your car's air vent, and it has three little sockets that you can put your cables into so that your USB cable or your lightning cable or whatever it is that you need is always hanging right in front of you when you're not using it, instead of you having to, you know, fish around between the suckwich, between the seats to find it. And that's a good thing, I think.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. It's a simple design. You know, it's 100% mechanical. It's like Kino's AirWatch, right? It clips onto the vent, but I always worry with Kino's AirWatch. I'm happy to use it. I love it, in fact, and it lives in my travel bag. I use it in rental cars all the time, i.e. I use it in cars where I don't care long-term about what happens to bent vents.
We had a conversation about, you and I had a conversation,
yes,
about this off microphone.
Yes.
And I don't understand why you worry about that. I don't see that happening.
Well, I've seen vents in cars, over time morph.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
With stuff hanging on them.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, you know, I live where, in New Hampshire, I live where you're running heat a lot, and so those vents are going to get warm. I don't know. I've seen it. Probably worse in the summertime, though, when you've got something just hanging in there and the car is sitting in a parking lot baking.
Yeah, sure.
Right? You know, but with this, I wouldn't be as concerned because the thing itself isn't all that heavy, and neither is the Kino unit, but the Kino unit holds your iPhone.
Right.
And that's heavy. Whereas this, holding cables, unless you've got a lot of stress on these cables when they're hanging there, I don't think which is indicative of a different problem.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. And I think it's a really smart idea. I'm pretty stoked about it. So.
So then I also saw that I like the folks at Parrot. In part because you never know what they're going to do next. Like, they're just all over the place. They're always they come up with crazy unrelated products to develop, and so I'm always really interested. And one of the things that they were showing last year was the Flower, which is a device that will monitor I think it's four different factors in your flower pots. Tell it what plant you've got in that flower pot, and it will tell you when you need to water it and tell you if it's getting enough sunlight and all these sorts of things. So they introduced a new product called H2O, which is related to flower, that allows you to you stick a water bottle on there, and it will automatically meter out that water exactly as your plant needs it, according not to a time schedule, but rather according to the actual needs of the plant. And that, I thought, was really, really cool.
Did you see the prototype that they have for their headphones that are fitness trackers?
I did.
That was really cool. And they have little heart rate monitors that are built into the speakers that go into your ears. And so you put the headphones on, and it tracks your heart rate. It tracks several pieces of data, and it can also track how fast you're running. It can track your cadence, and it's all built into headphones. And that was really cool.
And it does noise canceling,
which is great, and at the same time not, because if you're wearing these running, you might want to hear if there's cars around
that's
you.
That's true.
But still, it was very cool, and I was disappointed when they said it's probably not going to ship this year, but what they had was a really good working prototype. So that gives me some faith, especially since Parrot has released so many other products, that this one isn't vaporware.
My guess is that the noise canceling is configurable.
I would hope so.
Right. I mean, if you look at the Zik series of headphones, I mean, everything in them is configurable. And it's right. That's what I'm saying. But if you look at the Zik 1 and the Zik 2, everything's configurable. Right. It has an app. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Did it feel like there was a lot of vaporware products last night?
Not an unveiled.
No. And that was my feeling, too. Everyone that showed me something, even if it wasn't shipping, they had a firm ship window. Or like in the case of one of the companies I was talking to, and I just forgot the name. I think they do the baby thermometer that talks to your iPhone wirelessly. They couldn't give me a set time, but that's only because they're awaiting FDA approval. Mm. So still not vaporware, and that was pleasant.
Well, that one corridor off the side of Unveiled, that could have been filled with vaporware, and I wouldn't know because it was so incredibly difficult to get through it. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, are there things that you guys are interested in seeing this week?
Interested to see what's going on with 4K TVs.
Oh, sure, sure.
Not 8K?
Any K.
Fair enough. I am curious to see all of the people that tell me that they have all the vaporware people, which we won't see at these events, but we will see on the show floor, the people that are that have Apple Watch killers, because that's we know that it's here. It was here 4 years ago, before the iPad was even out. CES was full of people that had iPad killers, most of which wouldn't let you actually touch their mock-up with a piece of glass, but it was certain to look much better than the iPad was going to look whenever it was that Apple decided to announce the iPad, which they had not yet. So the fact that the watch is already out, or not out, but at least it's been, people have touched it, it's a thing, is going to, I think, make it even worse, not better.
It probably will.
Yeah.
One thing that I hadn't anticipated being very interested in seeing actually came up last night. There's a company called Vert, and they make this this tracker that tracks how you jump, which on first blush, it's like, why do you want to track how you jump? But if you're like a basketball player or volleyball player, there's a lot of valid use for this so that you don't get injured. But the thing is, when they're showing it to me, I'm talking with like the main designer, and he says, "Oh, and I'm so excited because we have Apple's SDK. So I'm already working on our software, so this will talk directly to the Apple Watch." And then I was like, "Oh, Apple Watch accessories." So now I'm really interested to see who comes up with stuff that's going to talk directly to Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah, I'm. It's. I lost my train of thought, I'm going to be honest.
Well, that's okay, because we're pretty much out of time anyhow, so we might as well wrap up, especially because we have so much stuff to go check out today and tomorrow. So, Dave, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And Brian, thank you for being here too, and thanks to both of you for wearing pants today.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure, sort of.
And so we'll be out checking out all the new stuff. Let us know if there's things that you're interested in seeing. You can send us a tweet at TMO Daily. And we'll go ahead and wrap up, and we will see you tomorrow.